It is time for us to check in with our friends from Crime Stoppers. It is Wanted Wednesday. We have Trent Ferris. He's the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office. We'll get to Trent a little later, but good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning.
You brought along a friend, a guy we know very well.
Did.
His name is Sergeant Chris Doty, and he is the county coordinator for Crime Stoppers. And good morning to you, Sergeant Doty.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, welcome to Palmetto Mornings. Sergeant Doty, elaborate on the title County Coordinator for Crime Stoppers, because you work for the York County Sheriff's Office, but you're the County Coordinator for Crime Stoppers. So walk us through what your job looks like.
Okay. So Crime Stoppers is a nonprofit group comprised of community members. But what Crime Stoppers exists to do is receive tips of criminal activity within our county. And then I work with the board to receive those tips and then get those tips out to our law enforcement partners so that they can be investigated.
I know Ashley asked you before the microphones turned on, how do you remain anonymous? And it is a process. But for the most part, you really do remain anonymous if you provide a tip. You're only known as a number. You don't know any other factors of the person submitting a tip, and if you can elaborate on that some too.
Yes, so there's a couple different ways that you can submit a tip. You can submit a tip by calling our 1-800 number, which is on our website, or you can go from our website. Also, there's a QR code, and there's a QR code on a couple of the different agencies in York County have the QR code on their patrol vehicles. Sheriff's Office specifically also has the 1-800 number on there. But anyways, so you reach out, the 1-800 number and the website go through P3, which is the third-party vendor that we use, and you'll submit the information that you want to report to law enforcement, and then the system automatically generates a random number. And that is when we go into the P3 system and we want to reply, I simply type in what I want to reply back to, or if I have a question to the person that submitted the tip, and then they get the information. I don't have their phone number, their name, their email address. I have none of that.
Sergeant Doty, how important or vital are these tips, and do we have numbers or statistics on how many crimes have actually been solved by using Crime Stoppers? I mean, it's something that is vital to what law enforcement does.
Correct. Since York County started participating in Crime Stoppers, we've received over 8,000 tips.
Wow.
And cases that have been solved because of those tips is almost 2,000. Sometimes we get tips that are not beneficial, to put it nicely.
but at least they came forward. That we do like, but I know what you mean.
Sometimes people submit a tip to complain on their neighbor. And that's not what we're going to investigate, right? So, a lot of the tips that we get are drug related. People want to anonymously get information to law enforcement about drug activity. We get those almost daily.
And so that has been since it started.
Correct.
Which this came as a result of a Leadership York County class, if I'm not mistaken, right?
It was.
If you've done Leadership York County, you know that you're responsible for a project at the end of the year that you work on throughout the year. You present it at the end of the year, and that was one of the ideas that a class had several years ago. Do you have numbers as of recent as like in the last year or so?
So far, just this year,
okay,
we've received almost 100 tips.
That since January 1st of 2025?
Yep.
Okay. Are you noticing with any kind of trends? Are people more likely now to provide information because we live in such a digital world and they feel like communication is better? Or does that sometimes hinder or persuade people from not doing it because they feel like then everyone knows what they're doing?
No, certainly think that our digital era has been beneficial to getting tips submitted. I'd say 95% of our tips come from P3, that people don't pick up the phone and call anymore.
I can imagine, man. Well, again, it's a nonprofit, so any way and anyhow that you can always help Crime Stoppers, I know you would appreciate that, being a member of the law enforcement community.
Right. So if you go to Crime Stoppers or York County website, you can reach out and communicate with us. P3 purely self-funded since we changed some things in January. How we give tips and how we pay to be a part of P3 and pay for our 1-800 number is all through donation.
And there's also rewards involved, correct?
Correct. If it leads to the
if
arrest.
If it leads to the arrest.
If it leads to an arrest or solving a case, there's a matrix that we use to figure out how much that tip is worth.
Okay, perfect. Well, we appreciate that update. That's coming from Sergeant Chris Doty from the York County Sheriff's Office. He's also the county coordinator for Crime Stoppers. We'll toss it over to Trent Ferris, who's the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office. We do want to just give folks just a heads up on a couple of cases that hopefully a fresh set of eyes might break the case.
That's right, because of these next ones that we use, we just posted up on our Facebook page, and I think Crime Stopper shared it on their Facebook page. But this is going to be a shot in the dark. But on May 29th, deputies located in a white 2009 single cab GMC Sierra pickup truck burned on Kingsbury Road at the York Electric substation. The truck was stolen the day prior from an address in Clover. So if you live in the area where the truck was located, Kingsbury Road, Highway 55, Oak Creek, Balkan Drive, Aegean Lane, and those surrounding areas, we're asking you if you could check your surveillance cameras, if you have them, if you have like a Ring doorbell or something that would have alerted you that a truck came by during that time. Give us a call. You can call Crime Stoppers, and then the detective in charge will get the tip from Chris, and then he can follow up with you in that way. But just trying to figure out who stole this truck and decided they wanted to burn it. So, yeah, it's just a random thing. So we just want to make sure we're okay.
Didn't it steal anything off the truck? No. Or there was anything inside, do you know?
Doesn't say. Okay. But we do have a picture of the truck, and it looks like there was some stuff in the back. It looks like a work truck. Somebody's it's what they use for their job. So now they're out of a truck for their work and all that stuff. So maybe had some tools in the back of it and everything. So all that stuff's gone along with his truck. So we're just making sure we can make that person right again.
Okay.
May 22nd, about 4:30 in the morning, 42 sheets of Avantatech subflooring were stolen from a residence under construction off of Kingbird Lane up in Clover. That road is very close to the South Carolina-North Carolina state line. A white Nissan Xterra with front end damage and was pulling a trailer stole that stuff. So it's going to be right there, North Carolina, South Carolina line. So it's probably not going to be somebody who lives in South Carolina. But we're just asking. I told him, said, I'll put this picture of a Bigfoot car on Facebook for you, because, I mean, you could tell it's a white Xterra pulling a trailer. Mm-hmm. Can't see who it is or who's driving it or anything. But, I mean, I know my pastor drives a white or silver Xterra and a yellow one, too. So I could go ahead and put, but I don't think very many people drive Xterras these days.
And what did they steal? Or what did they take?
Subflooring.
Subflooring. Like
plywood that they put at a construction project. So there's a lot of construction going on up in York and Clover areas right about now. Big neighborhoods that are under construction. So we may see the construction thefts coming up. I think we've talked about it in the past. People will steal shingles from construction sites. Even my church, while I was getting the construction roof replaced from the hail damage we had, somebody came in and helped himself, to a whole bunch of packs of shingles, because construction workers they can't carry it with them and back and forth, so they leave it at the construction site. So if you see anybody pulling around construction equipment, that'd be great.
Okay.
And one last thing, tonight is our 13th quarterly hiring event. Every quarter we have a hiring event for detention officers, booking clerks, and nurses. We're looking for LPNs and RNs. If you're looking to get out of the hospital setting or something and you want to be a nurse for the detention center, we could really use your help. Those ladies are funny to be around. They're a good group of nurses to work with. So and you can hear from a few of them when we did a video series a couple of weeks back for Correctional Officers and Employees Week. And you get to see some of the nurses that work in our detention center. So
that's tonight, Wednesday, June the 4th.
Yep,
what's the time?
4 to 7 at the the old prison annex. We call it the annex building now, but the old prison farm. the Red Roof building that's behind the Moss Justice Center. So if you go down Justice Boulevard and take it all the way until it ends, you'll run right into it. So that's tonight from 4 to 7.
Do they need to bring anything specific?
A resume and dress nice.
Got it.
That would probably help. You'll get your first interview out of the way tonight.
All right. Dress for success.
That's right.
Again, that was Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office. And before we leave, just want to say, Sergeant Chris Doty, we always love and honor your brother, mm-hmm. Detective Mike Doty, and we love celebrating his life here on Palmetto Morning. Yeah. So our continued thoughts and prayers to your family.
And thank you both for your service.
Very much so.